Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Less than a decade ago, an Islamic terrorist pledged allegiance to ISIS, executed 50 people at an Orlando gay bar, the Pulse nightclub. Calls up 911. I mean, he's literally sitting there. He's shooting like he's in a shooting gallery, like a ducks or something. And he's on 911. He's calling an operator. I want to let you know, I want to make sure you know that I am a jihadist, okay? And I'm with ISIS. I'm with them. And I'm carrying out this slaughter. Well, it was a few months before the presidential election. Couldn't have that happen. And so the FBI came in, confiscated the 911 tapes and held them for over a year past the election. Get Barack Obama over the hump was the plan. Or get the Democrats over the hump, I should say. Barack Obama was in office. It was, I think, Trump versus Hillary. Anyway, it was 2016. So covering up for Barack Obama's intransigence, the FBI swooped in, grabbed the 911 tapes, wouldn't let anyone have them despite multiple FOIA requests, and then painted it as if the guy who did the shooting was just a gay man, very frustrated, broke up with his boyfriend, got mad, shot up the gay bar. No, he was an Islamist, but they hid it. It's the kind of thing, kind of services the FBI provides. That's why we call them the FBI. They're just one big fat lie. And they work all day long constructing lies for the media to tell. And, you know, occasionally a couple people around Cash Patel do some good stuff. So that's where we were. Less than a decade ago, the Pulse nightclub shot up by an Islamic terrorist, killing 50 people. Which but blows my mind. How do we go from an Islamic terrorist killing 50 people at an Orlando gay bar to liberal LGBT activists marching with people wearing kafayas in under a decade? Someone explain to me. I put this up from all over the country. And these marches, it's like just the kafaya, there's the Hamas flag, the Iranian flag, and they're marching side by side with people with transgender flags. And I'm like, wow, that dude would hang that dude if they were in his home country. Hang him right from a crane. How? Like, just how? But I put one up on my X feed this morning. I mean, it's got the Iranian flag and the Pride flag flying together. And you're like, what? It's weird. It's weird. By the way, have you noticed something? Yeah, and you saw this all over the country with the No Kings rallies, too. You saw it in some of the Greenville pictures. It's very hip right now. You're either for Hamas, for Iran, for Islamic terror, and also carrying the trans flag, like the transgender celebration flag. So you're like the one that's like pink and blue and white, or the rainbow flag. Have you noticed something else? You'll see that symbolism. Sometimes you see the Mexican flag too when they're marching. Start paying attention to it. There is one thing you will not catch, though, and that's an American flag. In fact, folks, I think the Democrat Party, if you watch, just start paying attention to their marches. You see pictures of it. You know, maybe B-roll background. I think the Democrat Party has adopted the Pride flag as the American flag, as their version of it. I think it is now, it's become more than about Pride. And here's why I say that. Because when they're marching in these marches, and this has really been something I've noticed over the last few weeks. It's really interesting. They're in L.A., they're fighting for legal immigrants and illegal immigrant criminals to remain free, roam around America and eventually vote one day for Democrats. Why are you flying the Pride flag in that? It'd be a combo of the Mexican flag, again, Hamas, kafayas, Palestinian, you know, stuff, symbolism, and the Pride flag. No America flag. And I'm like, but you're marching for illegal immigrants. And then you come over here and see the No Kings rallies. And it's kafayas and the Pride flag, sometimes the Iranian flag, Palestinian Hamas symbolism, and then the kafayas again. I'm like, but that's not even relevant to this protest topic. And they're marching together. It is the strangest thing. And then you go to these university campuses and watch what's going on there. Again, you've got kafayas, hijabs. Think Colombia. They just let that nut job out, the one who's here on a visa, and a pride flag. And I'm like, do you people have any idea what the guy with the activist standing next to you, the one Trump's trying to deport, would do to you in his own country? You wouldn't make it 5 minutes. In fact, you would want to have a running start. If he's standing next to you and the camera's rolling, you would want to have a running start if you're the guy with the pride flag. And it's like, they don't get it. It's the I don't know. Something to start paying attention. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Texture rights chair, what's the rainbow flag with a triangle on the end? Neighbors just put up. Okay, so it started off as the original rainbow flag, which was a pride symbol, like a gay pride symbol, LGBTQ. And then they added the triangle is a lot of the transgender identification stuff. So it's your standard transgender, male, female, cross-sex, but then it's intersex and two-spirit and all of the other within the old transgender I don't know what you call it, world lexicon, something like that. That's what that part represents. So they've had to add a whole bunch more colors to it. Texture writes, Tara, you have to understand the concept of intersectionality. I do, and I'm not going to explain it. You can look it up yourself. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I was in Walmart yesterday. Okay, wait, that's too long to read. And texture writes, hey, Tara, we can't... Can't we just give Democrats California and put up a border wall? Well, you know, I've been for that for many years, but I mean, it would have to be really, really high. You know what I mean? Because I don't want them getting over it. I don't know. And we'll talk. We'll talk some more about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Where did the nuclear fissile material go? And could anybody be dropping off that bomb Russia said people wanted to give Iran? Here's Maria Bartiromo and Gordon Chang on that.
We know that China was sending flights, cargo flights, into Iran. What is on those planes?
Yeah, we don't know, but we know this isn't good because those planes are turning off their transponders as they approach Iranian airspace. China is sending something it doesn't want the world to know. It could be ammunition, could be drones, pretty unlikely about that, but it also could be nuclear weapons. We just don't know.
Unbelievable.
Folks, when it comes right down to it, and again, to me, the turning point, I mean, much about this at the time, I was one of the few who did. Was just a blip in the news. Finding out that China was doing the targeting for over 130 strikes, again, on our cargo vessels and on our naval ships in the Red Sea, that's war. At that point, that changes everything. When you're on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon, you've already got nuclear fissile material, that's going to end up tipped on Houthi missiles. It's only a matter of time. China's at war with us, and Iran is their proxy. And that was very, very clear. You know, those three nuke, I got to get this in every hour. So if you ride in with me for all 4 hours and you listen to the whole thing, bear with me. I've got to get this through. Everybody's talking about Fordo, which is the big nuclear facility in Iran that we blew up and did some extent of damage to. But nobody's talking about Isfahan. And the fact that there are not one, not two, but three Chinese nuclear reactors. There are over 3,000 scientists working there. Chinese and Iranian scientists, or they were working there. Why? This is not Iran's nuke program. It's China's. It's China's. Gordon Chang gets that. And when you listen to this clip from him, he is a Chinese dissident, and he's also with the Gatestone Institute. When you listen to him explain this to Maria Bartiromo, Trump's intense interest in Iran, especially after they sent 4 assassins to kill him, 3 of whom we have in federal custody right now, It all begins to make sense.
You have a new op-ed on how Israel just ended China's power status in the Middle East. Very interesting.
Yeah. If we go back to March 2023, it looked like China was going to drive the U.S. out of the region. That's the month where China brokered that deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Last year in July, China got 14 Palestinian factions to go to Beijing to sign what's called the Beijing Declaration, the Unity Pact. So we were sort of on the back foot. But with President Trump going to the region last month, that's really triumphal trip, you know, and Israel targeting Iran, which is China's proxy. The Iranians don't think they're a proxy of anyone, but the Chinese think Iran is a proxy. And China's been fully supporting Iran's attack on Israel. So right now, China's policies in the Middle East are just in tatters.
Well, I mean, you might want to someone reference this is like Hitler losing Italy during the 1940s. I mean, China losing Iran is a big deal.
It's an enormous deal because China thought that it could drive the U.S. out of the region, could sort of start this momentum around the world that the U.S. was in retreat everywhere. And now it's the Chinese that are having problems. Remember.
Yep. And it all makes sense. What have we learned from mainstream media recent weeks? Who was really running the White House was three key aides, but it was Hunter and Jill. The people who received the $30 million that the entire Biden family got. We know that from the IRS whistleblowers. They laundered it, took it in bribes. And remember, they knew Joe was the big guy and the whole family got it. Well, who's running the place? The family. Who do they answer to? China. We know that from the laptop. There is all kinds of Hunter on there going back and forth with the Chinese. He even saved his texts to the laptop where he's demanding more money, saying, I'm sitting here with the big guy. You better send the money. That's compromise. China has it all. So China, what would China want? Let the Iranian nuclear program go forward. We're going to use them as a proxy. Now you've got Iranians on American soil trying to kill Trump. See how it all lines up? It's so much bigger than, hey, just leave Iran alone. Let them have a nuke. We're Republicans. We don't mind campaigning from a bunker while they try to kill us during election season. It'll be fine. No, no, it'll be good. You know who nailed this overnight? And this causes me great physical pain to have to play this clip, but it was so well said. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, so let's put this in context. In a few hours, Donald Trump reversed the damage done to America by Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan by destroying Iran's nuclear facilities by using B-2 bombers, helping Israel, but delivering a decisive blow, which was bold and brilliant. President Trump let every other adversary in the world know Joe Biden doesn't live in the White House anymore. There's a new
sheriff in town. Sorry, I clipped that wrong. So where do we stand right now? Victor Davis Hanson nails it.
Although Israel has done the unbelievable, we had this conversation on October 8th of 2023. We would have said the very idea that they're going to take on the formidable Hezbollah legions, that they're going to destroy Hamas, that they're going to neutralize some of the Houthis, that they're going to cause the Assad dynasty to flee, that Russia is going to be out of the Middle East, that Iran is going to be defenseless. No one would have believed it. Their only problem, Israel's, will be overconfidence. After the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur surprise happened. After their success since then, we had October 7th to the day, 50 years later. I don't think they're going to get overconfident anymore. As far as the United States, they have restored the deterrence that was lost by Joe Biden in a variety of ways, but most spectacularly in Afghanistan. So it's a very tense situation. No one can predict what's going to follow. But for right now, things are much better now after Saturday night than they were before.
You bet they are. Now, folks, I want to give you one caveat here, right? This is still fraught with danger. We have the upper hand. Israel has decimated the entire top tier of the Iranian military. They are gone. The second tier has had notes, handwritten notes, delivered to their houses by the Israelis. They've gotten phone calls, or their spouses have, saying, we will kill you if you accept the Ayatollah's invitation to fill the shoes of all of the dead top-tier military. When the Mossad says that to you, they're going to do it. And that's why you're watching what's going on your TV right now. Trump is distancing himself from Israel. He's trashing Israel right now, and Iran, both for saying they broke the ceasefire, I'm not happy with Iran and Israel now. He's telling Israel not to do anything because he knows Israel is about to take out the second tier of the military. And hopefully the Ayatollah. We cannot go forward and risk the Ayatollah stays in place and Democrats win election again. I mean, Republican candidates won't be able to survive the run for office. It can't happen. Meanwhile, coming up, where is the nuclear material? Folks, this is not without danger. We don't know for certain where it is, but some new news broke on that overnight, too. I'll have that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.